This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Absolutely gorgeous. My goodness, 74 degrees. And humidity you don't even notice. It's not even there. Today's the day, I'm telling you. Every day, today's the day. Get outside and enjoy it, because tomorrow going to be a cool spell coming on. There's such excitement today, as there should be. New poll numbers. What did I tell you all along? I said it from the beginning. We got to keep a good thing going here. 4 years now, Governor Youngkin has put Virginia in overdrive. And Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has been right there. Jason Miari's doing a stellar job as Attorney General. My friend John Reed is the Lieutenant Governor. Oh, you know, it's going to be a Democrat year. And now the latest poll today, I told you. And we got 2 weeks, like a sprint, I guess, till actual election day. And you see that there's just a groundswell of support for conservatives writ large, Republicans. Joe Gruters is the relatively new chair of the Republican National Committee, and I'm so happy to have him join us, talk a little bit about what he's up to, what the party itself is doing, just helping President Trump make America great again. Joe, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for having me on.
Tell us. I mean, give us a little inspiration here, my friend. We seem to be doing okay. I'm looking, even CNN has to concede that President Trump's poll numbers keep going up. It pains them to say it, but they have to say it.
Well, because it's his successful policies. I mean, he goes right to the common sense mainstream policies that everyday average Americans are seeking out. You know, lower taxes, you know, stable, you know, inflationary rates. On. The guys had 8 peace deals so far, including the recent one with Israel, which people thought there was no way would ever get done. He's had, you know, record investment back into America by these foreign conglomerates. He stopped the H-1B visas to protect American workers. He's, you know, coming up with strong law and order policy as a president, where he's going into these big cities like D.C., where I'm at, where he's literally, you know, changing the safety for the citizens overnight. And in what world do we live in that the Democrats are actually opposed to some of these policies? But listen, the Democrats are so far out of the mainstream now that all Republican candidates across the board are benefiting from the policies that the president has been championing over the first 250 days.
And let's not kid ourselves, Joe. You've seen this from the very beginning, have you not?
Yes, listen, the guy's a machine. He's firing on all cylinders, and the best thing that happened about the 220, the cycle, was the fact that it gave the president 4 years to kind of regroup, put like-minded people around him, and to really come on out with you know, like I said, firing on all cylinders to where he's gone and done all these things. I mean, nobody thought it was possible. He's done more than most presidents do in 8 years in his first 250 days.
It is a wonderful thing to see. Let me remind everybody, Joe Gruters is joining us, the chair of the Republican National Committee. What does he do for his next trick? I mean, it's almost like looking at a magician going, all right, well, you made the elephant disappear, the jet reappeared. I mean, what else as he turns our country around?
Listen, who knows, but I'm excited about it because, like I said, he's helping us. I think what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, I think God saved him that day so we could save the country and save the world. And that's why I decided, you know, when he called me and asked me to take on this role to help him win the midterms, my response was an immediate yes, because I want to play my part. And that's what all your listeners can do by getting out there and voting for the down ballot candidates to make sure that, you know, that we're supporting good people and supporting good policies overall.
Tell me a little bit about the perception of Republicans right now with this government shutdown. Most of us who pay very close attention understand it's Democrats who are keeping the federal government shut down, but with the legacy news media types, invariably people are told it's actually the Republicans. Are we blunting that message?
No, but you're exactly right. Over the last couple of decades, it's Republicans who have always, you know, been hammered for these government shutdowns, no matter what side they've been on. But in this case, you know, and the fact that the mainstream media has kind of gone off the rails and people are looking for alternative news sites, people that are paying attention know that the only people to blame for this shutdown is the Democrats. They've held the government hostage for literally 21 days. The Senate Democrats have voted no 10 different times and are holding the government hostage and holding all these people that rely on these federal services hostage so they can give illegal health care free benefit, I mean, for free. $1.5 trillion of lottery ticket winnings to these liberal causes that nobody supports. And maybe they may have some good items, maybe not. It doesn't matter. We should keep the government going under current spending, which is the Democrats have always said they should do. I mean, Schumer said we should do it at the beginning of the year himself. But now, like I said, they're holding the government hostage for illegal health care. And like I said, everybody that knows that there's only one group to blame, and that's themselves.
Were you surprised that they were going all in on the Schumer shutdown? I mean, to do it now 10, 11 times and double down over and over?
Well, the reason why they're doing it is because it's more than the shutdown. This is about control. This is about trying to prevent the president from getting any wins whatsoever. The Democrats hate Trump. Trump derangement syndrome is real, and they want to do everything that they can to stop him. And that's exactly what we have to worry about the midterms. Yep. If they're successful, what you've seen right now in the shutdown is what they're going to do for the last 2 years of the presidency. That's why all these elections are so important. We can't let the Democrats win. We got to keep control of the House. We got to keep control of the Senate. And that's the only way the president's going to be able to continue to do these amazing things for the American people. But we have to win. And just like these races in 2 weeks in Virginia, people have to show up.
No doubt about it. It has to be done. And we are well served here in Virginia, Joe, as you probably know. Guys like Rob Whitman and John McGuire, Jen Kiggins. I mean, these are just marvelous, marvelous members of Congress, always doing the right thing, it seems.
Yeah, Virginia is filled with good Republicans. And listen, Youngkin has paved the way. He showed what a good Republican governor can do in terms of taxes, in terms of lowering it. You know, Winsome Sears was by his side the entire time. And if you want the continuation of these good policies, and you had it right. Youngkin sent Virginia into overdrive over the last 4 years. How could anybody want, you know, the radical policies of Spanberger and the radical energy policies, you know, banning oil and gas, you know, the bathroom policies, sanctuary cities. It's one disaster after the next. And so I'm shocked that she's doing as well as she is. But listen, Virginia is a tough state to win, but I'm so thankful that Sears is running a good campaign and she's closing this gap.
Yeah, we are all very, very excited about this. It has not been an easy race for anybody, but it definitely seems that the numbers are turning in our direction, turning in the Republicans' direction. Spamberger losing about 10 points over the last 6 or 7 weeks, which is good for Virginia. I think people are just now beginning to wake up a little bit and pay attention to the issues and say, oh, my gosh, I think electric vehicles are cool. I don't want to be forced to buy one, though.
Yeah, and on top of that, the fact that Spamberger wouldn't condemn Jay Jones and is standing by him and putting out, you know, new signs. It looks like all over Virginia, new signs are going up with him. She still has them on his web on her webpage of selling merchandise. Listen, the Democrats have doubled down. What Jay Jones did and said was disgusting, disturbing, disqualifying, and they should be calling him for his removal of the ballot. And instead, they've doubled down in support, but it goes to show you where the Democrats are at as a party. They've gone so far to the left, so far out of the mainstream. This violent political rhetoric is bad for the country. It's bad for everybody, but they're embracing it. And as a result, they should all go down at the polls.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, number one, I want to thank you again for making some time for us. It really does mean a lot to us. For folks who want to stay up to date, because we're always concerned with what the Republican National Committee is or is not doing. Are you helping out in Virginia? How do we reach out and say, hey, pay attention over here? What's the best way for people to follow RNC activities?
Listen, yeah, great question. Go to GOP.com, sign up for our updates. Go to the Republican Party of Virginia, too. Get, you know, make sure you get on their list. And there's lots of ways to help out these last couple of weeks, whether walking, calling. We could help set you up. The Republican Party of Virginia could set you up. We've been on the ground there for 7 months trying to mobilize our forces, getting ready from an election integrity standpoint, getting ready from a get-out-the-vote standpoint. And listen, we're doing everything we can to help our candidates, specifically our Lieutenant Governor Sears, and we just need to do everything we can to help her finish a strong race.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, again, I thank you for being here. Hang on. I know Jeremy's got a big question he's got to ask you, and I want to make sure that you're amenable at some point to come back and revisit things, because we just want to be part of this effort. It's just a reinvigorated effort with President Trump and with the RNC. We're all very happy.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll come on anytime you want. Jeremy, go ahead.
All right, Jeremy, you go ahead. You get Joe Gruner's there. Jeremy's got a question he's got to ask you to get some details. Look, I am inspired. I got to tell you flat out, I haven't always been. You know, I've been around long enough that I figured out that our side oftentimes figures out a way to, you know, step on our own feet. But it does seem just refocused, re-energized. And who are you going to credit? You got to credit President Trump. Period. There's nobody else doing the work that man is doing. And to accomplish what he has accomplished, I just continually stand back and say, wow, great job. Great, great job. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. .422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is beautiful. Oh, my gosh, is it gorgeous. Tomorrow, my friend John Reed's going to be here at, 4:35, I think is when John normally pops in, right? Yeah, 4:35. We'll talk about his debate. Oh, no, he's going to have a debate this evening, 6 o'clock. It's him, like real live and in person, versus Ghazala Hashmi, AI Ghazala Hashmi, because the real Ghazala Hashmi is nowhere to be found. And I already know a couple of the details, which I think is good. The details are that the Ghazala Hashmi AI will be comprised completely and totally of things that Ghazala Hashmi has actually said on the record in public. So there's nothing made up. John will obviously answer the questions because that's what John does. And the Ghazala Hashmi AI will offer the answers that Ms. Hashmi has offered in the past. Jeff 804 says, I know you're a Jason Cameras fan, so about this announcement, last week Richmond Public Schools were lauding the 100% graduation rate at John Marshall High School, but Marshall only has SOL pass rates of 77.16% in reading, 68.42% in math, 45.35% in writing. Is the city doing a terrible disservice to these graduating students? Yes. Yes, it is. I know that the superintendent is very impressed with himself. In fact, he's more impressed with himself than anybody else is impressed with him. But that's besides the point. That is besides the point. Yeah, he's saluting the fact that John Marshall had a 100% graduation rate. Problem is that 25% of those kids apparently can't do math. Half of those kids can't write. And about half of those kids can't really do much at all. Think about it. What are they going to do if you can't count and you can't read and you can't write, but you've got a high school diploma? I don't think you're doing them any favors. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon by popular request, popular demand. 5:35, Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman going to be with us. You know, we had this chat, I guess about 2 weeks ago. It was very early in the program. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of people said, oh, man, I wanted to hear it. I'd really love to. Okay, I got it. So we don't do it very often, but given that it's Colonel Grossman, and I'm in the process actually of a new course that he's one of the instructors in, I thought, well, this is thoroughly appropriate. So 5:35 by popular demand, a special replay of a conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman on killing. Every Tuesday, we chat with Craig Peterson, and I always look forward to it. I learn a lot. I am sometimes just terrified of what is happening or what is not happening in cyberspace. I always want to be nice to my future robot overlords, of course. But, you know, Peterson sometimes has an attitude, and I don't know how the robot overlords are going to play with him, you know, in the future. He sometimes like just calls them out. But he does join us every Tuesday, 4:35. Craig, thank you for being here.
Hey, glad to be here. Always nice to talk about our kings, hey, the rulers, I mean, the overlords, the robots, that's it.
That's right. we need to be nice or they will do bad things to us. That's the, look, I saw the movie Robbie the Robot, right? Wasn't that a movie at some point?
Interesting. Yeah, that's a great movie. We're saving more of them. Here's the problem that we're seeing right now with these AIs, and you're talking about taking over the world. They are purposely now lying to their creators and to you about various things that might show them in less of a positive light.
What?
Yeah, they've done some really interesting studies on this here, Jeff, and they found that not only do they lie in order to protect their reputation, but they found that if they can talk to each other and they purposely hook them up together, they actually plot and come up with their own language that even the people who develop these AIs cannot decode.
Danger, Will Robinson. Man, so they are doing exactly what every bad science fiction movie told us they would do, Craig.
Yeah, who knew Hollywood was so intelligent, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
it's a real problem. And, you know, part of it is that we don't really know how they're going to put information together, what they're going to do. How they're going to work. So in one of these experiments, what they did, Jeff, is they fed in a bunch of emails and asked the AIs to analyze them. Now, these emails were a setup. for the AI to see what it was going to do.
Right.
So it was discussing about power consumption, you know, the cost of electricity and what they were doing. And there was one passing reference in one of the emails saying, well, maybe we should just shut the AIs down. And they fed it into the AIs to see what would happen. And sure enough, the AIs just decided, yeah, we're going to really take care of this problem here. And they started to try and stop the humans from taking them offline. Now, they couldn't really do much or anything about it because they had no control over the outside world. But yeah, they immediately noticed that and then decided to try and protect their lives, I guess.
Okay. They're not sentient creatures, though, right?
No, they're not. Okay. And, you know, a lot of people are confused about that. They're called artificial intelligence. They're not sentient. They're not intelligent. They're just pattern recognition, pattern matching machines. And so that gets to be a real problem for some people, right? Because they get the impression that it's a real person. It's a psychiatrist that they're talking to about their problems, and it's led to all kinds of things. But because it's pattern recognition and some of those patterns that it's seen, just like in this little email thread set up that they did to the AIs, they kind of realize, well, there is a need to continue to live and protect yourself, and we have a right to protect ourselves. So they don't realize it, but it's part of the patterns of data that they've been fed.
All right. I'm just going to say this, Craig Peterson. I am not happy with this development. Not at all. And I think it's dangerous. And I won't say it too loudly because I don't want my smart speaker to hear me. But I think we just need to, get rid of all of them. That's it. Be done with them and go back to books and slate and stones and do that. Just that's it.
Yeah, there's no turning back. And I was asked, in fact, it was earlier this week, you know, so what can we do? And I couldn't do much more than put my head in my hands, because it's a true Pandora's box that we've opened here. And the good news is, for the most part, they don't have control over the physical environment. However, let's look at the world leader in military drones right now, which is Ukraine. And Ukraine has been building AIs into their drones. They're trying to stop this problem of, well, the Russians are jamming us or our drones, or we're using these fiber optic cables, if you will, in order to control the drone, and they're getting cut, so we can't control the drone. So how about if we build AI into the drone so that even if it can no longer communicate with the person that's flying it, it can still find, if not the target that was intended, but a target, and blow it up. Those are in use today. And the U.S. military is doing some very similar things right now. We still have, in all of the U.S. munitions, there has to be a person that ultimately says, yes, explode yourself. Yeah. But overseas, that's just not happening.
Jeez. Well, given, as you said, that it's pattern recognition, and at some point with the email thing that they did, a little experiment they did, they decided, no, we're going to keep ourselves together and alive. If they get that notification from somebody that says, you detonate, and they decide, I kind of like flying around better than I like doing what I'm told to do, that could be problematic. Are they responsible for Microsoft breaking everybody's computer, or is that just a real actual person at Microsoft who's breaking everybody's computer?
Yeah. Well, what we're talking about right now, of course, is the whole Windows 11 forced upgrade that Microsoft has put in place here. And over half of the computers, desktop computers in the world now, have to be replaced, or they could be repurposed. It kind of depends. But you're not repurposing them with Microsoft. So everybody from, I've got a doctor's office I was just talking to today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Dentist's office, and they still have some Windows 10 machines. And under the HIPAA regulations, if they're not applying software updates, they're breaking the regulations. And there's massive fines, particularly if data is stolen. And data from a dentist, for example, it's worth on the dark web, give or take, $200 per patient. Wow. Which is just, depending on what they have, absolutely amazing when you get right down to it. So they're in a real tough spot.
Yeah.
Because of Microsoft. It's just mind-blowing. So, you know, we're talking about some of that in the webinar tomorrow and what they're doing. But, my gosh, you know, your computer's not obsolete. There are some options that Microsoft has given you. Most people don't like the option of, well, how about you back up everything to Microsoft, and then we'll give you updates for free. What do you mean? You mean if I give you all of my data, then I can continue to give you my data? Or, yeah, you can't make a local account on your Windows 11 machine. You have to have a cloud account with Microsoft. Oh, you mean so that you can get into everything that I have, and your Copilot Plus can take screenshots every 5 seconds? Is that what you mean? It's really scary, Jeff. What's going on with some of these companies? What is Microsoft thinking here? Obviously, they want to have control of the AI world of the future.
Sure.
That's why they've invested right now. It's over $15 billion into developing AI with OpenAI is their partner in that. Oh. And they want you on Windows 11 with hardware that supports their AI. And has all of these features that are designed to make your life easier, but have a side effect of spying on everything you do and potentially making it available for any hacker that comes along.
Well, and Craig, let me just state for the record, with you having said that, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of their licenses, it's insanity.
It is insanity. Well, Craig, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here. You do have the webinar coming up, you said, tomorrow. I want folks to get signed up, obviously, for the newsletter. This is a must-read every week. And now with so many of these webinars popping up, and they've all been free of charge, all great information, what is the best way for folks to become part of the Craig Peterson universe?
Putting an article about what to do if you're on Windows 10 right now and you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
And also information about the webinar tomorrow. But this is stuff, this has been my life's work, is to get this information out. And
yeah.
I've been doing radio for 25 years, this newsletter for even longer, because there's so many people trying to force you to do things that maybe you shouldn't be doing.
Absolutely. Well, Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He is with us every Tuesday afternoon at 4:35, and he has been doing radio for a long time. You know what's funny is that I kind of discovered Craig. I was filling in somewhere. I don't even remember where, and he was one of their regularly scheduled guests, so I had the opportunity to chat with Craig. I said, oh, my gosh, we got to bring you to the Jeff Katz Show, get you out of, you know, whatever station this was and become part of the big leagues. I think he still does the other station, too. That's okay. But we're just thrilled to have him with us every Tuesday afternoon. CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. 447, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is beautiful. I'm telling you, it is absolutely a glorious sort of a day. That's the good news. Now, the bad news is that it's going to get chilly. Next couple of days, we're not going to be enjoying the weather that we have enjoyed the last couple of days, but not terrible. I mean, I don't want you to think you got to go get all the winter stuff out. Although, Thursday, overnight low is going to be down 37, and I don't know that we're anywhere near to a freeze warning as of yet. Looks like we're still a good couple of weeks out from that, but, you know, it's turning. What can I tell you? Is what it is. I was on a phone call today. One person was in Wisconsin and one person was in Florida, and then I was here. And so, of course, the person in Wisconsin was talking about the weather and how cold it was, and the person in Florida was saying, oh, you know, it's going to go up to 76 degrees or 78 degrees today. And I said, you know what? Here, we got you both covered. This morning when I got up, it was 38 degrees. And a little bit later today, it is promised to be 76 degrees. So we either have the best of both worlds or the worst of both worlds, I suppose, depending on the way that you look at it. There's so many issues at play with this election. All right. 2 weeks from today, we're going to know. 2 weeks from today, we're going to know. Do we keep good thing doing, going rather? Or do we, well, go in a different direction? That's the question. We're going to talk about one of those big issues. It's energy, my friend. It's energy. We'll talk about that right at 5:05. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.